Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is hold your breath. That seems to be the running theme as we come into midterm elections. Everybody's, you know, the suspense is building. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. I'd like to also say, and we debated the topic of this too shall pass. You know, we've got a lot going on. There's a lot of positive news. Bobby, in our meeting, you brought up some of that positive news while everybody's focused on midterm elections. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're supposed to have record turnout. So all the polling is saying record turnout. So we'll see what happens. But in terms of market performance, we don't really care about which way it goes. We care about how the election will impact the markets. And so No guarantee of future performance. But from a historical standard here, according to some of our research partners, of the 15 times the House changed the party in control at the midterm elections, 12 of those 15 times, or 80% of the time, the market was up the following year. Okay. So again, 80% of the time of the 15 midterm elections.
So everybody's debating and holding their breath.
Yep.
The reality of it is that we'll look at the economic numbers and everybody will calm down and, and look at reality.
And,
right?
And those economic numbers were really strong last week. A great consumer number. The jobs number was really strong on Friday.
Very strong.
Wages grew the fastest pace in over 9 years. Unemployment rate, lowest since 1969.
Okay.
And the workhorse is the consumer. A consumer number was really strong last week, too. So as the Fed is meeting on Wednesday and Thursday, yes, volatility in the market has really picked up, but the underlying economy is still really strong. So we expect the Fed to continue their course of raising rates.
Yeah, and that's great that you mentioned that, because everybody's focused on Tuesday, but later this week.
Mm-hmm. Just as important.
Yeah, watch that as well. Yeah. So, and then Adam, you brought up in regards to jobs, talk about that.
Yeah, Bobby, to your point too, the jobs number came out Friday or last week. It was really, really good. We expected around 190,000 jobs. We got 250,000.
It was a great number.
That's a huge chunk, huge difference. The biggest sections we saw were healthcare and education. And to that point, we saw a lot of diffusion, which means we saw a lot of areas affected in a good way. We saw an uptick in every single division. Also, there's a 76% chance that Fed will raise rates in December. You know, if we see this happen, this could affect the bond market. This could affect earnings too.
Yeah. So let's talk about that though. Mm-hmm. We give the jobs report. Why is that important to relate to people's portfolios? If companies are hiring, that means they're growing, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, when they have excess cash, they can hire more people. They can invest back into their companies. They can go and buy back their own stock. Mm-hmm. Berkshire Hathaway is doing that. Yep. They announced, they said, our stock is at a value, we're going to buy back shares. As those kind of things take place, that has positive impact on portfolios and markets as we look at those numbers. If corporate earnings continue to go up, then that's going to adjust the value of the stock. So we've had one of the most volatile markets in history this year. And at the same time, there's still a lot of good news, and somewhere, sometime, that has to be reflected back into the portfolios.
Exactly.
And in terms of the equity markets. Again, as you said earlier, after the election, no guarantee. You can hold your breath if you want to. We would say take a deep breath, breathe. There's still plenty of more information to come. If the Fed raises rates, we're going to be watching in regards to the bond portfolios as well as the equities to see what impact that has on the portfolios. So on that note, we hope you found this information to be very beneficial. As always, with our clients at Five Plan Partners, we thank you for your belief and confidence. We're always available to discuss this information in much more detail and how it relates to your portfolio. And to those of you who received our blog because one of our clients shared it with you, if you're not getting this kind of information from who you're currently working with, please know we'd love an opportunity to talk to you, to go over the details of the information, how we look at a wide range of research and bring together that information, looking at the trends and how it can impact your portfolio in relation to your financial goals. And please take time to give us a call. Thanks again. Have a great week. Don't hold your breath. It's going to be okay. Thanks.